Hello everyone, and thank you all for joining me again with dealing with autoimmune disease. This is day two of my intermittent fasting. It's about 10, almost 10:30 where I'm at, a.m. and I got 2 more hours before I can actually eat anything. Excuse me. And the doctor got me doing this intermittent fasting for 30 days to help with the inflammation that I'm having on my body, on my hips, on my left hip actually. So I woke up this morning with a migraine, and that's normally what happens with me when I'm fasting, just doing a normal fast. I have a migraine because I'm trying to get myself adjusted of not eating. But when I normally do a fasting, it's normally 24 hours. It's not for 30 days, so I don't know how this is gonna work. Is I'm gonna have this migraine every day I wake up? Hopefully not, but if I have one tomorrow, I will be calling my doctor and like, okay, I'm having migraines and what should I do about that? Excuse me, take a sip of my tea. I'm drinking some green tea and water. The green tea, I like it a lot better because I can drink it without sugar. I can drink it without any type of sweetening added to it. And I can drink black tea the same way. So, getting my liquids in, that's the most important thing, I think, for me, is to get the liquids in. But, I was doing some research and checking up that, you know, intermittent fasting, you can do it for weight loss, inflammation, healthy heart, cancer, brain, and autism. So, you know, but before you even think about doing any kind of fasting, talk to your doctor and see what they think about it. Because everybody's situation is different. And like with me, I've been eating the Mediterranean lifestyle eating for going on 5 years now, and all of a sudden he cut me off of my three of my main things that I love. I don't do too much sugar anyway. I don't do bread that much at all. So he took me off the sugar, the bread, the rice, and the pasta for 30 days. Luckily, there are so many recipes that I have that doesn't involve none of that. So that one meal that I'm gonna be eating at 12 o'clock, believe me, I'm gonna make it worth my while. It's gonna be something delicious that I am feeling for me, so that I'll be able to get through the rest of the day and constantly drinking my tea and everything. But I just wanted to, you know, give y'all a quick thing of what I'm going through this morning, and I'll be coming back for the next 30 days telling you guys how my day is going, how my night went, how my morning is when I wake up, you know, to give you an idea of how I'm dealing with this intermittent fasting. Because like I said, I normally fast once a month, and you know, one day out of a month, that's normally when I normally fast. But this is totally new to me, so doing a whole 30-day fast is totally new. So I'm leaving it in God's hand that everything works out for me, that this information go down so I won't have to get on no antibiotics and prednisone and steroids and all that kind of stuff, you know, to try to get this information down. But I want to again thank you all. I am so grateful for all my subscribers, my listeners. Thank you all for sharing my podcast with people. I am very grateful and thankful for you all. And I'm sending much love and comfort to the ones that actually need it. Someone needed to hear that. To you and your family. But it's what you're going through right now. And I'm here in spirit with you all. And again, thank you all again so much. Namaste.